The Bush administration's Middle East envoy, Anthony Zinni, today traveled to the West Bank city of Ramallah to confer with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. It is their first face-to-face meeting since Israeli incursions into the West Bank began a week ago today. And it follows the decision by President Bush to send Secretary of State Colin Powell to the region next week. The president coupled that announcement with a call on Israel to pull its forces out of the West Bank. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Powell arrives in Israel sometime next week. Privately, Israeli officials say they see the secretary's arrival as the beginning of the end for Israel's widespread incursions into the West Bank. Israeli troops now control all Palestinian cities except for Jericho. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saad Barakat, who lives in Jericho, says Palestinians welcome President Bush's call for an Israeli withdrawal. But he rejected the president's harsh criticism of Yasser Arafat, who said the Palestinian leader is responsible for terrorist attacks. Arafat said an Israeli pullback would be the first step towards a ceasefire, as called for in the Tenet plan negotiated by CIA Director George Tenet. Arafat said the world should pressure Israel to pull back immediately, as the Israeli onslaught, now in its eighth day, has done enormous damage.
There is a total destruction of Palestinian life. We have total destruction of our lives. We cannot send our children to school. We cannot send our wounded people or our sick people to hospital. There is a dismantling of every infrastructure we built in the last 8 years, water, electricity, sewage, roads.
Israeli officials say privately they were taken by surprise by President Bush's decision to send Secretary Powell here. Israeli government spokesman Aryeh Mekel.
General Powell is a friend of the State of Israel. We welcome the decision of the President of the United States to get involved in reaching peace in this area. Obviously, we are interested in peace with our neighbors, and we trust that General Powell knows the situation well, and we will spare no effort to make his visit a successful one.
Mekel said Israel's operation to root out what he called the Palestinian terrorist infrastructure will continue as long as necessary. He said Israel is already having impressive successes, and more than 1,000 Palestinians have been arrested. Israel Radio reported that the army has stepped up the intensity of the onslaught, fearing they will need to pull out soon. Heavy fighting continued in the northern West Bank today in Nablus and the refugee camps around Jenin. In Bethlehem, around 200 Palestinian fighters remain holed up in the Church of the Nativity for a fourth day. A priest inside the church said there are 30 priests trapped inside and that 10 gunmen were injured, one seriously. American diplomats say they're trying to negotiate a peaceful end to the standoff. United Nations Special Envoy Terje Larsen, who's based in Jerusalem, says there's a growing humanitarian crisis in the West Bank. Over the past 8 days, Israel has frequently prevented ambulances from evacuating injured Palestinians. In Ramallah, which has been under Israeli siege since last Friday, food and drinking water is running out. Larsen says a climate is being created that will make future peace negotiations more difficult.
The death toll continues to rise as we speak. Both sides bury their dead, mourn the losses of husbands and wives, parents and children, with no hope for greater peace and security. The despair and loss intensifies with each passing day, and fear and anger dominate the fabric of daily life.
Larsen says he hopes diplomacy will lead to a ceasefire. He said General Zinni's meeting with Yasser Arafat today could be the first step. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.